News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Students returning to campus at Sonoma State University may or may not have class today, as nearly 100% of the SSU faculty has joined a five-day strike calling for higher pay. Officials for Sonoma State say they are not canceling any classes. That falls on individual instructors to decide, which makes it a bit confusing for students. The campus will be open, and students will have access to all the usual services. This morning, there are only two candidates left running for the GOP nomination for president.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended his presidential campaign Sunday, just before the New Hampshire primary, and endorsed Donald Trump. DeSantis struggled to find footing in the primary. He lost the Iowa caucuses, which he had vowed to win, by 30 percentage points to Trump. His political future is in question. The 45-year-old is term limited as Florida governor. An investigation that started back in December by the Santa Rosa Police Department's narcotics team led to the arrest of 64-year-old Windsor resident Ronald Lamb. His vehicle was spotted Sunday on Baker Avenue. After a search, police found 4 pounds of methamphetamine inside his vehicle. A subsequent search of his home yielded another 2 ounces of meth and packaging material. In sports, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 27-24, and the Detroit Lions continue their hot streak. They beat the Buccaneers. They'll move on to face the 49ers next weekend. Your forecast, scattered showers for today with highs around 60. We could get another quarter-inch rain. Tonight, just a slight chance of a shower. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, patchy fog early, then mostly cloudy. More rain on Wednesday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The 2024 presidential primary election is almost here, and the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters has made it easier and more convenient for you to vote. The Voters Choice Act gives you more flexibility in choosing how, when, and where to cast your ballot. All active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Fill it out and drop it in the mail, or place it in an official ballot drop box located throughout Sonoma County. If you prefer to vote in person, vote centers will be open starting Saturday, February 24th through Election Day, Tuesday, March 5th. All vote centers will have language assistance and accessible voting devices. Find official ballot drop box locations, vote center locations, and hours of operation in your voter information guide and on the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters website. Visit SoCoVotes.com. SoCoVotes.com. With more days and more ways to vote, you choose what works best for you.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups,
in telehealth,
in cancer screenings,
in prenatal care,
in healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
2.7 The Wolf.
All right, guys, a little after 8 o'clock, it's Rock and Ricky Michaels. Got a whole laundry list of good stuff stacked up and ready for you this hour. Let's see, we got the Eagles coming up, some Bonnie Tyler in the mix, also Billy Joel, the Pet Shop Boys, Blondie, Rick James, let's see, Ace of Base, Queen, and the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, on the way as well. And we're going to rewind the year 1978. All coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Gathered feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Still showing signs of picking up a bit out there, so let's get another check on the commute as you make your way in on this Monday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
Highway 121 still shut down. Traffic sponsored by California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. 121 closed between 8th Street in Shelbyville and Highway 37. That is due to flooding. It's going to be closed for several hours. Avoid that area. There's also a wreck on Arnold Drive near Stage Gulch, just adding to all the stop and go through there. Northbound 101, we are starting to see delays now developing through Santa Rosa. It's sluggish between Yolanda and College Avenue. California just launched a certified wellness coach professional to help your workforce meet the increased demands for youth mental health services. Learn more at cawellnesscoach.org, supported by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes. Eclipse of the heart.
Wolf. Rewinds 1978. Jim Jones leads a mass suicide of more than 900 disciples in Guyana. Grease, Superman, and Animal House are big moneymakers at the movies. In Sonoma County, a big debate over Proposition 13. And should we or shouldn't we cut our property taxes? And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1978.
Moving out at 102.7 The Wolf. It's Rick Michaels. Don't forget, if you haven't got the app for your smartphone or tablet yet, we can help you out with that. Just go to your smartphone right now, open up your app store, and search Sonoma County Radio. There it is. Popped up right in front of you, didn't it? Now all you got to do is click it, download it, and you'll be able to take us everywhere you go. And it was just that simple.
Girls in a western town, a dead end world. The eastern boys. 2.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A man was arrested for allegedly breaking into the home of a dead person and stealing their valuables on Sunday.